Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Haller moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haller scores. Sanford moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broglio moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood is hit by the pitch. Broglio moves to third. Javier moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Broglio tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Cardinals, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive towards the mound. Broglio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Gatte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0 for 1 in the game. Broglio strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanford. Flood moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda bunts towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. McCovey scores. Mays goes all the way around to score. Cepeda moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Braulio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Javier covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-2 in the game. Gatte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Ernie Braulio. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst takes first base on ball 4. Gatte moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Gatte moves to third. Schoendienst moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Gatte scores. Schoendienst moves to third. Flood moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Schoendienst scores. Flood moves to third. Musial moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gene Oliver. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Schaefer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gatte bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kolb moves to second. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Dick LeMay now pitching. Charlie James pinch hits for Carl Sawatzky. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kolb moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMay takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Gatte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Mike Shannon pinch runs for Stan Musial. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on LeMay. Flood scores. Shannon moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Cardinals, 4. Don Larson now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shannon scores. White moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.